Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in on this kind of a wet and gloomy type Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
It really is. If you're driving around, just remember your braking distance is going to be a little bit off. Give yourself some space there and a lot of less aggravation. Just a few moments ago, we carried for you live on News Radio 92.3 Decision Election Coverage 2024. Kamala Harris live from Howard University in Washington, D.C. She basically, the whole part of her messaging was to concede the election to President-elect Donald Trump. And then she threw in some more of her rhetoric, and then off she went.
Yep.
But Kamala has conceded the election to Donald Trump, and what an election it was. You heard it here on News Radio 92.3, Andrew McKay and Jeremy. What was Jeremy's last name? I forgot.
Evans, I believe.
Smart election guy. Smart political guy. Andrew and Jeremy did a real nice job on covering and kind of digging in to the deep subjects of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yep.
They made it really interesting. Austin was here masterfully manning the board, but also
like I do.
Wait a minute, I also heard you zip in there a few nice comments. So
yeah, I said a little bit. Yep,
you were in tune with what was going on. Anyway, election coverage 2024 was last night live on News Radio 92.3.
And also, I mean, of course, there's a lot of election coverage, and we'll hit on some of the big stuff as we go throughout this evening. But there's also just a lot of fallout that's come from this, whether it be reactions to it or just some of the drama that happened at some of these places yesterday and into today. Starting, I did want to touch on this because this was a Florida issue. Head of the Florida Democratic Party accusing Governor Ron DeSantis of illegal campaign activity. Party chair Nikki Fried has released a statement blaming the failure of Amendment 3 on DeSantis' alleged actions that helped sway voters. She says the governor used millions of dollars of opioid settlement money to lie to residents about the effects of legalizing recreational cannabis. And Republican Senator Joe Gruters made similar claims last month, saying that the funding was used for an anti-marijuana campaign ad.
Nice political statement there from the lady who heads the Democratic Party here in Florida.
Yes.
So you're hearing one side of a story, and let's hear from Mr. DeSantis' side.
Yes.
That's the fair thing to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's been talking a lot about his stance and all that. This sounds like just kind of, I don't want to say an allegation, but it sounds, as you said, kind of more like their perspective of an allegation.
Absolutely. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody a week just to mellow out. Just step back and just kind of take a break. You know, take a deep breath there. And
right.
Life goes on, and by golly, we'll keep you posted on if something happens on News Radio 92.3, I promise.
Yes, and since it's just about 4:15, well, why not keep you updated now with the roads and weather here? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, got some very heavy backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River. That's going to have you backed up just a little ways past Avalon Boulevard. Also have some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we did have an accident on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That is backing you up near the bridge to head to Pensacola Beach. It is very heavily backed up, far more than usual. As for the weather, 76 degrees, overcast skies, of course. We've had rain on and off. Tonight, the low is going to be 72, a 40% chance of thunderstorms throughout your evening. And Thursday, we'll have chances at around 30%, high of 82, low of 72.
Okay, it's 4:16, News Radio 92.3. You might have seen a lot of meteorologists locally spending a lot of wasted time on that storm that is now tracking across the Gulf of Mexico in a westerly direction. Let me give you exactly what's happening here. Rafael tracking over western Cuba as we speak, then moves into the southeastern Gulf as a Cat 2, possibly a Cat 3 hurricane by Thursday. The Keys are actually starting to see tropical storm conditions this afternoon. Also, a combination of strong wind shear and dry air will cause Rafael to begin to weaken on Friday as it gets into the northern Gulf, midway Gulf. Now, it's not going to kind of penetrate as far north as originally thought. here's a couple of options or scenarios, I should say. The first, Rafael could head northward toward the West Louisiana coastline as barely a tropical storm and more likely a weakening tropical depression this weekend. Now, the second is that Rafael may head towards the Western Gulf and wind down into a dissipating system before it even reaches the Texas or Mexico coastline. Go with scenario number two.
Yes.
That's where it's everything is looking in that direction. There is, by the way, let me add this in here, there is a zero chance Rafael will reach land as a hurricane. Forecasters say the chances for a direct impact on the Gulf Coast is basically low.
Yes, absolutely.
Did I put that just as kind as I could?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was in, it put it in layman's terms.
I mean,
there.
You see
chances
a lot of people wasting a lot of time on this thing, and it's in the Southern Gulf, and it's not going to affect us whatsoever.
Absolutely. And, of course, President-elect Trump, after winning his election last night, he was congratulated by former President George W. Bush. So here's some refreshing unity on the Republican side. The 43rd president previously declined to endorse either candidate, though his daughter, Barbara Pierce Bush, endorsed Harris and campaigned for her weeks prior. Former President Bush released a statement saying that he's grateful to the election workers, of course, and the volunteers who oversaw a free, fair, safe, and secure election. And I also want to kind of piggyback on what George said there. I think we need to offer congratulations and our gratefulness towards the election workers that were in this area.
Hey, listen, come on. It happened, okay? Election's over. We move forward now. I really like what Joe Biden did today. He extended his hand out to President-elect Trump. He actually congratulated him on the election. And then he said, hey, why don't you come on up to the White House and see me? That's kind of a nice way to do this whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, we have not spoken about this terrorist group in quite a while. ISIS, you remember, it's they've been out there. The U.S. Central Command announcing this afternoon that since the last week in August, it has conducted almost 100 operations against ISIS operatives in Syria. Here's more from Fox.
The operations have led to the killing of more than 160 terrorists and the capture of over 30 more. CENTCOM Commander General Ara Kurilla releasing a statement reading in part that, quote, we will continue to aggressively pursue these terrorists and disrupt their capability to conduct operations against U.S. interests. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about Middle East security during a briefing Monday.
Secretary Austin continues to make clear that should Iran, its partners, or its proxies use this moment to target American personnel or interests in the region, the United States will take every measure necessary to defend our people.
CENTCOM leadership says the U.S. actions have also seized significant enemy material. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, he must be taking that cue from Bob Martelli.
Yeah, the suspenseful pause.
Pregnant
there.
Pause at the very wait a minute, it's not over yet. Hey, Austin, U.S. stocks soaring today as Donald Trump defeated Kamala Harris in one of the most contentious elections in U.S. history. The Dow jumped over 1,000 points. I think it closed today at like 1,500 points.
Really?
Oh, all the markets, the Dow, S&P, the NASDAQ Composite, all seeing sizable gains. Positive news coming in about Trump taking over the country.
Well, all righty. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we had a bit of a no-no take place that actually ended up with some people being in the hospital after an argument over the election. That is what it was about. My goodness, people. All righty, we got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Florida State travels to South Bend Saturday night to face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a classic college football matchup.
FSU takes on Notre Dame at 4:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked a lot about the historic Trump win, despite what the polls and most of the media had predicted, that it was a pretty clear and decisive victory, and the retaking of the Senate, and lots of local issues as well, kind of covering the implications for the city of Milton, for the amendments, for the future of the political process in Escambia County. And Eric Gilmore, Director of Public Safety, says not to worry for us about Hurricane Rafael. You can listen to all of those comments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price and Chris Bryan in with you. Rain continuing. Are you getting some concerns about some traffic kind of spots around the area this afternoon?
Yeah, we were. I was just finishing up with a caller there asking about a Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point.
Okay.
It's typically backed up, but it's a lot worse than usual
it's
tonight.
It's the 4-6 rush, and it usually is pretty much like that. If you're stuck in it, I'm sorry. That's all. I go through it too.
It is.
I'm
brutal.
So sorry. Okay, three things in life you cannot overturn: one, death; two, taxes; three, the election.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posted to X saying, quote, "Congratulations to Donald Trump on his impressive election victory." The Ukrainian leader went on to praise Trump for his peace through strength approach to global affairs. The Emir of Qatar also posted a similar message saying, quote, "Congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump on winning the U.S. presidential election. I wish you all the best during your term and look forward to working together again." Arguably the most notable congratulations, though, came from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said, quote, "Congratulations on history's greatest comeback. Your historic return to the White House offers a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America. This is a huge victory."
It absolutely is, and we've been talking about kind of like the unifying nature of it as far as how some of these political figures have been reacting. But I hinted at this before the break, and it's quite unfortunate. Of course, we had some dramatic instances during polling sites and all that. Well, three women are in a hospital after an argument over yesterday's general election. It escalated in Miami-Dade County overnight. Miami police say someone pulled out a gun and shot the victims while at an apartment complex just outside some spot in Miami. Who cares? One of the women is in critical condition, and the suspect is still at large, they haven't got
it. That happened on the corner of Walk and Don't Walk.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's terrible, man.
Okay, we all know this. Okay, election day is over. Get over it, move forward. We're going to just kind of put it behind us here. Fox's Howie Kurtz has the biggest stories of the day in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
As Donald Trump was pulling off the greatest political comeback in American history, you could see the signs of disbelief and depression, really, in many of the other shows and liberal commentators who thought that Kamala Harris could win this. But in the end, every state that she thought she might carry, the blue wall crumbled, Trump won Wisconsin. And look at these headlines in the New York Times this morning. America hires a strong man. Four more years of unpredictability, the world prepares for Trump's return. Pariah, felon, president-elect, how Trump fought his way back to power. He appealed to his base. That was always his strategy. He didn't court suburban voters. Kamala Harris did the best she could in the limited time that she had. But once you lost that blue wall, you lost the election. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Okay, I got to kind of interject this here. I was monitoring Fox's... it's the show that comes on after their morning show. I forget what it's called. But the commentator on there this morning was saying The Voice, and that's the liberal show on ABC television.
You mean The View?
The View, right.
The Voice is that singing show.
Okay, you're absolutely... Okay,
those liberals.
Okay, The View, that liberal show over on ABC... they were congratulating them, saying that show was a major contributor to Trump's election.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. I mean, maybe.
Hey, rhetoric's one thing. Rhetoric's another thing. But rhetoric is everything.
Yeah, that is true. Just a little bit past 4:25 here, a little bit late to this traffic and weather update. This one's brought to you by the Watson Firm. Let's see. The Watson Law Firm, if you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Once again, that is the watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, still got some heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. On I-10, traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River. And on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Glover Lane and heading towards downtown Milton. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got a chance of thunderstorms of around 40% that will bleed into your Thursday, where your high is 82, low is 72.
428 News Radio 92.3. Where did I get the voice from?
It's the name of a show. Starts with a V. Two words.
Right.
The
right,
Voice.
Right. And at that time of morning, because you know we did a late nighter last night.
Yes, we did.
And when I left here, I went straight to
bed, huh? I stayed up until like 2-something in the morning.
I want to warn pot smokers something here today. It's not legal to smoke pot on the streets in Florida.
That is a very important
no puffing,
point to make.
No puffing of pot. Florida's amendment to legalize recreational marijuana failed to meet the 60% needed to pass, despite it received more yes votes. Amendment 3 asked voters to consider the state constitutional amendment that would allow for the possession, purchase, and use of marijuana for non-medical purposes by adults 21 and up. So it's back to those medical marijuana cards, marijuana
cards.
Yeah,
I was about to say, that's what I know
I guess that's
is.
The only way you can do it in the state of, well, there's other ways to do it in the state of Florida.
You can do it medicinally you can do it medicinally or illegally.
Oh boy, I'm going down the wrong hole on that one, totally. And it all started off by just warning people, don't smoke pot on the streets of Florida.
Quite ironically
it's illegal.
Believe it or not, this guy's telling you not to smoke.
Okay, driving around today, look at those marquees. You see them all over the place. I'm talking about the gas station marquees. Local gas prices on the decline. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.69. That is at the Valero station, right across from Panera Bread. Pace, $2.64. Cantonment, $2.57. And Pensacola on Davis Highway, $2.59. And I constantly check the gas prices every morning when I come in. They've been pretty steady for a while now.
This is a Fox News alert. The vice president moving forward. I'm Kevin Uretsky. Kamala Harris speaking to her supporters from her alma mater, Howard University, this afternoon after earlier calling President-elect Donald Trump to congratulate him on winning the election.
I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
President Biden also called President Trump. The GOP flipped the Senate last night and will elect a new leader to succeed Mitch McConnell next week. South Dakota's John Thune is running against Texas's John Cornyn and Florida's Rick Scott.
We're all making the contacts, obviously, and doing our best to persuade and convince our colleagues that each of us is the right person for the job.
Senator Thune on Fox this afternoon. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. At the close, stocks rallied in a big way today, placing the three major benchmarks with record highs. The Dow gained more than 1,500 points today, which is the largest post-election gain in more than 100 years. The S&P 500 grew by 146, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 544. Bank shares also rose today as investors bet Donald Trump's victory will lead to less regulation for the sector. Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs each popping around 14 and 10% respectively. Citigroup jumped more than 8%. Meanwhile, solar shares sold off today after Donald Trump secured a second trip to the White House and Republicans won control of the Senate. The tumble comes over fears that Trump's second term would spell trouble for the Inflation Reduction Act. U.S. crude oil futures for December under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The first college football playoff rankings came out yesterday, and if the playoffs were tomorrow, Oregon, Georgia, Miami, and BYU would receive byes. With the opening round featuring Boise State at Ohio State, Alabama visiting Texas, Indiana against Tennessee, and Notre Dame going to Penn State. I wasn't in favor of expanding the playoff from 4 to 12 teams, but even I'll admit it's impossible to not be excited for those projected first round matchups. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price over there spinning the tunes for us today. Afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Bryan. Do hope you're having a great drive from work. Maybe you're just leaving the office today. Have us on. We do appreciate that. Thanks for taking us along with the ride. Best of SEC women's soccer in Pensacola happening this week. The tournament already drawing thousands of attendees to Escambia County's Ashton-Brosnahan Athletic Park. What a facility that is. They did the upgrades over the year. It looks super. Several local schools actually took field trips to watch the SEC games on Tuesday. Students from Beulah Middle School, Liscomb Elementary School, and MacArthur Elementary School all in attendance. That tournament runs through Sunday. Don't forget, tickets still on sale. PensacolaSports.org.
All righty. And just a little bit past 4:35 here, I do want to get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, reminding you about their boat and yacht show happening Saturday, November 23rd at 1901 Cypress Street. Again, that is Marine Max Pensacola. Looking at the roads here, still got some very heavy issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. That's backing you up almost to the bridge to get onto Pensacola Beach. Also, Highway 90 is very severely congested. If you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and continuing towards downtown Milton. And then Pine Forest Road, we did have an accident report here. Heavy congestion going both ways if you're traveling southbound towards I-10 or northbound towards 9 Mile Road. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 82, low of 72 with about a 30% chance of thunderstorms.
Okay, 4:39, News Radio 92.3. If you think this weather and you're feeling sorry for the soccer players, the ladies out there at Ashton, Brosnahan, and you say, oh my gosh, they got to play out in this ring. No, they don't. They have a bye today. So they're comfortably in their hotel room or just hanging out. They do have matches tomorrow. Big matches tomorrow. Number 4, South Carolina takes on Mississippi State, who is ranked number 1 in this tourney. Also tomorrow, number 3, Texas takes on number 2, Arkansas. Who are you picking out of this group there, Austin?
Well, I know that my pick to win the tournament overall is Tennessee.
Well, you and I were both knocked out, so.
Oh, Tennessee lost?
No, yeah, they lost.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you just say that?
Yeah, Mississippi State beat Tennessee on Tuesday, 2-1, and now I gave you the games for tomorrow.
Sorry, I had texted.
Put the phone down.
I had texted Brent Lane earlier, and he just got back to me.
I don't care.
So
I don't care.
I had a question for him.
Yeah, I don't care.
Anyway, no. So okay, who are the remaining teams? Forgive me for that.
Number 4 South Carolina taking on number 1 Mississippi State. That's the 4:30 game tomorrow, and then number 3 Texas takes on number 2 Arkansas. That's the nightcap, 7 o'clock kickoff.
Well, out of those four, I'm going to have to assume that Mississippi State wins for two reasons. One, you just now said they knocked out my Vols, but two, you said they were the number 1 seed.
I think it's going to be Mississippi State and Arkansas. Arkansas is a rough team this year.
Yeah.
Real rough. So anyway, they're playing tomorrow. What I want to leave you with is tickets are still on sale. PensacolaSports.org. Pick up on those tickets today. Support this program. I know the first day out, they had over 2,800 people in the stands. That's a good group of folks to watch some soccer. Very well deserved, may I add. These are the best of the best. Okay, let's talk some MLB this afternoon. Los Angeles, the Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani underwent shoulder surgery recently, and Fox's Bob Martelli lets us know how it went.
Ohtani suffered a torn labrum while sliding into second base in Game 2 of the World Series. The injury took place in Ohtani's non-throwing shoulder. Ohtani did not pitch this season. The 30-year-old slugger had one of baseball's most productive seasons. Ohtani became the first 50-50 player in Major League history with 54 home runs and 59 stolen bases. In his first season with the Dodgers, Ohtani led the National League in several categories, including on-base percentage, RBIs, runs, and total bases. With 4-11, Ohtani is a heavy favorite to be named the league's most valuable player. Bob Martelli, Fox News.
You see, I waited for that guy this time around. Now
we've learned.
Ohtani actually got injured sliding into second base. Am I correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, right. I bet somewhere along the line the Dodgers rewrite his contract and put a stipulation in there. No sliding.
Really? Sliding?
Okay, forget I said sliding. I'm talking about injuries here. Okay, walking, talking, running the bike or whatever, they're going to put something in there to protect their investment of $10 trillion.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously you don't want him to get hurt. But
so I'm just saying, watch next year. I bet you there'll be a kind of a rewrite on a clause, an addendum to that contract.
Yeah, if you just stay off the field, Shohei, we'll be fine.
Get his translator over here and tell him no more sliding.
Yes.
That's probably where the breakdown was. The translator said, oh, go ahead and slide.
Well, that's the thing. Sliding, you don't see injuries, severe injuries from it often, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, but you don't even see pitchers sliding more. That's the rarest thing. Or hitting home runs like he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the magic of that guy.
Oh, no, yeah, he does a little bit of everything.
He sure does.
All right, we also got two games going on tonight in college football. Both Wednesday night Maction for you. That's the Maction.
College tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This point in the season, man, you got college football games on Tuesdays.
And I got to tell you, the wives are loving it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they are. Ohio goes to Kent State and Northern Illinois goes to Western Michigan. There's nothing noteworthy about these four teams other than Northern Illinois is the team to beat Notre Dame on the road. That's Notre Dame's only loss. And Kent State's winless on the year.
Okay, City of Pensacola finally, let me use that as an operative word this afternoon, finally ready to celebrate the grand opening of Bruce Beach and the revitalization project and also the unveiling of Phase 2. Now, that event gets underway Friday, 3 p.m. over on West Main Street. The event had been postponed. I'm just going to give you a reminder here why it was delayed like it was. That event had been postponed due to a spike in water bacterial levels. Well, the city is moving forward with the park's opening as bacterial levels, yes, have returned to normal and the no swim advisory lifted. And probably it's because it's November and nobody's going to go out there and go swimming this time.
That is absolutely
no
right.
Swimming.
Yeah.
There's no bacterial levels, but it's also November and it's kind of chilly out there.
Yeah, unless you're here. Just about 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, just a few major spots that we need to keep touching on. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. Still got some problems there from an accident reported earlier this hour. Gulf Breeze Parkway from the bridge to Pensacola Beach all the way to Avalon Boulevard is completely congested in the eastbound lanes. Also, Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and towards downtown Milton. Got some heavy congestion there. And we did have some accident reports at where Guernsey Road meets Chemuckla Highway. However, there's not much congestion in those areas. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 72, with 30% chance of thunderstorms.
K446, News Radio 92.3. In Chicago, there's a tower there. One of the buildings called Willis Tower. And every year, they do this really cool thing. Participants climb 105 flights of stairs, and it's all in the name of a good cause.
The 16th year of Skyrise Chicago, as climbers cross the finish line, and some of them in better shape than others. I'm with Randy. You are the general manager of Skydeck, where climbers get to see the magnificent view as they come up. Why is this event so important?
You know, we try to find ways to partner with the community. And the fact that Shirley Orion Ability Lab, first of all, does God's work. They're doing all different things all over the place for all different people. Different, you know, anything you need, they could probably take care and get you back on your feet.
And I love how this event is inclusive, right? You don't just have people actually physically climbing the stairs. You have people doing it at different capacities.
Yeah, I would say carrying you up up to the top of the building or having a couple of people help you.
Yeah.
That's pretty taxing, I would think.
No, absolutely.
Because I think some of the people run with gear on.
Oh, yeah.
Like the firefighters' gear and stuff.
Right.
That's heavy stuff.
Yeah, and it is. I admire those who do it because, my goodness, I wouldn't be able to.
Okay, just a few minutes ago, I mentioned to you that Kamala Harris phoned President-elect Trump to concede the election. Well, Fox's Peter Doocy has more from the White House.
The vice president, for the first time, has confirmed that she will, in her role as the president of the Senate, vote to certify Trump's win in January as the Electoral College votes. Something else, and we are trying to match this, but the Washington Post has a memo that just got sent from the campaign co-chair, Jen O'Malley Dillon, to all the Harris campaign staff. And part of it describes these election results the way that you would normally hear somebody describe the loss of a loved one. She says, "I'll leave you with this. Losing is unfathomably painful. It is hard. This will take a long time to process."
Okay, I just want to kind of add this on here. You know, Elon Musk, a pretty good friend of President-elect Trump. Well, shares of Tesla surged by 12% this morning, sending the company's stock toward a new record after Donald was reelected as the 47th president. Tesla shares rose to over $280. I got these numbers around noon today, pacing what would be a new record for the stock, eclipsing a previous high of $273.54. That was set back in October. Trump praised Tesla's chief executive as a, he gets this, super genius and a new star during his victory speech early this morning. You know, he did that speech about 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I watched it, and it was. It
you
was,
did?
As I said, I stayed up pretty late.
And excuse me, that's this morning. You're not late. You were into the morning hours.
Well, well, hold on. What hour? But that's the thing. What time? You said about 3?
Yeah, this morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You were up at that time of morning?
About, yeah.
You are an animal.
Well, because I'm like, let me see what this guy says. And I had a buddy live streaming, and I'm like, well, let's just see what's going on.
We were here till late. Last night.
Exactly. And you know, you had mentioned earlier this hour, Chris, talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average spiked 1,508 points to 43,729.
That was the
close. Wow. And meanwhile, the S&P 500 gained 146 points to 5,929, and the NASDAQ gained 544 at 19,983. And the reason for this was because the futures were rising sharply as investors reacted to Trump's performance in the 2024 election. And that's the thing. The future for the Dow rose over 800, or about 1.9% in pre-market trading, and both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures had gained 1.8.
You know, Governor DeSantis taking a victory lap today, celebrating the defeat of two proposed amendments protecting abortion rights and legalizing recreational marijuana, calling it an unmistakable recipe for brain damage. He's talking about smoking pot there.
Yeah, I picked up on that. All righty, just about 4:50
here. He didn't like the smell of it either. But my question
is, no one
how
does.
Do you know what it smells like there, Governor?
Well, I mean, I know what it smells like. I've never smoked it. All righty, just about 4:50 here. Oh,
Are we unloading our dirty laundry this afternoon?
No. just about 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've actually got some good news for you. Right. Let me ask you this, Chris.
Okay, fire away.
On social media, have you ever seen that that baby hippo that everybody loves?
Oh, yeah, I have.
I forget her name.
Yeah.
But there's another hippo that has entered the mix. We got details on that little chubster and more coming up.
I'm ready.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me tell you. You're my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little
is that? News Radio 92.3. I was expecting the emotions, best of my love. Starts out the same, and then what happened?
Well, that's the thing. That's a very popular song right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, it came out last year. It's by Paul Russell. But, yeah, obviously he used the tune from Best of My Love. That was not my original bumper song planned. Since that break was so short, I didn't have time to...
I got it.
Yeah, get a new one.
I got it. But there is a TV commercial, and it's about somebody that makes vegetables or something. They used Best of My Love by the Emotions as a soundtrack. And when I heard that, I went, oh, it's the Emotions. No, it's Paul Ramberger, whatever his name
Russell.
Is.
Russell.
Paul Russell.
Yes.
Tearing the song up.
Oh, come on. Nah. It was a good song.
Destroying that classic song by the Emotions.
I prefer the original, but that's a good song. It's
453 catchy. News Radio 92.3. The top Republican in the Senate declaring victory and laying out some priorities. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the details.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell telling reporters what a Republican victory means for the future of the Senate.
The filibuster will stand. There won't be any new states admitted that give a partisan advantage to the other side. And we'll quit beating up the Supreme Court every time we don't like a decision they make.
McConnell is stepping down as the top Senate Republican at the end of this Congress, a post he's held since 2007. He hasn't endorsed a candidate in the race to succeed him. With his term ending in 2026, McConnell says he's going to focus on defense and foreign policy in his role outside of leadership. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Yeah, look for Rick Scott to move into that. See, I saw him earlier today talking about McConnell. He looks really old. When I last saw him, he's really aged a lot since I last saw him. But we wish him well. Absolutely do.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, I don't find this funny, but I'm going to give you the story. I find it concerning. Rihanna was joking about sneaking a vote from her American-born son in the presidential election. I'm not sure how to read into this. Did she take his vote or whatever? Something's wrong here. Anyway, Fox's Michelle Polino has the details.
Rihanna calls a woman a Karen and tells her to shut up after the woman said the singer should be arrested for joking about sneaking into the polls to vote in the U.S. presidential election. Rihanna's fans flooded her Instagram with snaps and claps in approval after she wrote on Monday that she would steal her American-born son's passport to cast her ballot for Vice President Kamala Harris. Rihanna was born in Barbados and isn't a U.S. citizen. However, one user wrote, "Illegal voting is a crime. Maybe she should be arrested for trying," to which Rihanna wrote, "Shut up, Karen." Karen is a slur typically used to refer to a middle-class white woman who is seen as demanding of another person. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Labels, labels, labels.
Slur is a bit of a strong word.
But it is illegal what she's doing.
No, if she's actually, like doing something illegal with the voting, like obviously
she's not a citizen at all. And if the kid has a passport, it's his passport or her passport. It is illegal. Quit calling people Karen.
All right. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour here. Do have some backups developing at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. Also have an accident reported on Highway 90 as you are traveling to pass the UWF main entrance where you merge with Scenic Highway. There is an accident report there causing some issues.
In front of the Shell station.
Yes, in front of the Shell station. There's another landmark for you. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still very heavily backed up. Same with Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow's high, 82, low of 72, with a 30% chance of thunderstorms.
And this rain, is it going to make this story any better? I'm going to tell you that right now. A motorist experiencing delays at several CSX transportation railroad crossings here in Escambia County. Why crews are performing maintenance on those tracks? Each railroad crossing will be closed for approximately 1 to 3 days, depending on the required work and weather permitting. So this probably slowed down the whole process somewhat by what we're going through today. Thanks for Austin and his amazing forecast. Maintenance is expected to be completed in December. Of course, traffic will be detoured around these spots during this time.
Alrighty. And I hinted at this before the break. I had to look up the name of that very popular baby hippo. Mu Dung is her name. It's an Asian name, obviously.
Common name.
Yeah. Everybody's called that. Well, another day, another baby pygmy hippopotamus to delight the internet. This one's named Haggis. She was born October 30th at Scotland's Edinburgh Zoo, and so far is reportedly doing well. She's following in the footsteps of Mu Dung, there's the name, a fellow pygmy hippo born in Thailand that went viral with her cuteness. The endangered species is native to West Africa, and there are only about 2,500 left in the wild.
You know, we saw that, I believe, on Fox footage on Monday or Tuesday. We saw some footage of that.
The new one?
Yeah, remember the baby hippo? Was it a baby hippo that we were looking at? And we all said, that's really a cute little animal.
I mean, I'm assuming so.
And I said, but I don't think it would fly if I brought one into Gulf Breeze.
You are correct.
I think I would have a problem with the breezers in that.
We were talking about pigs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Pygmy pigs.
Pygmy pigs. Yeah, the little miniature pigs.
It's getting like a zoo around here. Okay, good day today. The artists are thanking their stars because they're not painting buildings in this weather. Why do I say this? Third annual Pensacola Mural Fest is underway. Everything's completed. You can go by and look at the work. You'll want to know where the 19 murals in competition are located, so you can go by and look at them. Let me give it to you real quickly here. Not all 19, but the primary sites. 418 Garden Street, the Pensacola State College Building, Pensacola Auto Imports, 725 West Garden Street, Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. Now, along the Barrancas Corridor, AdSync at 201 South F Street, and Vowels Printing at 1233 Barrancas Avenue. I don't know how these people do it. It's amazing how they can keep things in perspective while painting the side of a building.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. We had talked about that previously, where
absolutely.
It is. She doesn't really, when you have a muralist here, she doesn't really, unless it's quite time consuming, they're not going to step away from that and kind of gauge their perspective. No, they know how to really just, I'm assuming, I'm not an artist, I'm assuming there's a lot of imaginativeness that goes with the bigger picture there when you're making a mural.
Okay, coming up this next hour, 5:35, we're going to be talking about the Sun Belt Conference and all their activity. Yep, it's going on this week in Foley, Alabama.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.